Hear these words of the Lord. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this day to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Here ends the reading. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. May we pray. Speak to us, O Lord, words of our identity. Who are we in relationship to the Almighty God? Reveal to us who we are and whose we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus was raised in Nazareth, not Bethlehem. John and Jesus were first cousins, you'll recall. And in one of the Gospels, John says that he didn't know Jesus, which I think that's interesting. Many of us know our cousins. But John and Jesus didn't play together. I think that's interesting. They didn't spend the night with one another. They didn't know each other. I think that's interesting. So when John saw Jesus, it was a revelation to him by the Almighty God who Jesus was, because he recognized Jesus. And what's interesting is John is in the Jordan baptizing people. And in the gospel, whenever there is a geographical name mentioned, you and I may think geography. But in Israel's salvation history, geography is also theology. Think of the name Jordan. The River Jordan. What happened at the River Jordan? Well, let's go back, because in the book of Matthew, there are some who's looking for a new Moses to lead them out of this Egypt, this oppression that is this from sin and death. They're looking for a new Moses to deliver them. Jesus comes to the Jordan. John is there baptizing. Now, when God delivered the Hebrew children out of Egypt, they found themselves between a rock and a hard place, because there was the Egypt army coming from one direction, and what was in front of them? The Red Sea, right? The Red Sea. What did God say to Moses? You saw it in the movie, didn't you? It was the Ten Commandments. You saw what happened, didn't you? He stuck his staff in the sea, and what did it do? And they walked on. Well, you and I saw that. I mean, it's in the movie. If the devil ever questions us, we'll say, Satan, didn't you see the movie? You were sitting right there when we were watching it. Now, they do that at the Red Sea. They don't do that too often at the Jordan River. We haven't seen that movie. But the Jordan River also parted. When the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant stepped into the water, what did the Jordan River do? It parted. Hear this. When Jesus stepped into the Jordan and came to John, the water didn't part, but the heavens did. Moses was taking them to an earthly promised land. Jesus comes to take us beyond that promised land to a land that wasn't made with human hands. The kingdom of God in the present of God. He said he would prepare a place for us. And when he prepared a place, he would come back for us and take us to that place, so that where he was, we would be also. That's a promise. I hold him to that. Hope you do. Because it's true. He will come back. He is coming back. He's with us now. He will be with us forever. But when Jesus came to the Jordan, He's the new Moses. Someone greater than Moses is here. It is Jesus. And notice what He wants John to do to Him. Something John did not want to do, because John was there baptizing people for the remission of sins. But the heavens weren't opening. But when Jesus was baptized, they did. And the voice of heaven. Notice that in Matthew. It's not the voice of God. In Matthew, Jews don't say the word God. If you ever read an article written by a Jew, it will spell God's name this way. G-hyphen-D. They will not spell God's name out because they refuse to say the name of God. They reverence it so much that they will not say it. They do not wish it to become common, because when things become too common, they mean nothing. They lose their meaning. Therefore, they don't even say the word to keep it holy other. So in Matthew, when we hear about God, we hear about the voice of heaven. Not the voice of God, which they don't say. The voice of heaven. It's the same thing. That's the reference point. So in Jesus' baptism, you and I know that He doesn't come to be baptized for the remission of sins, because the Scripture says that He was without sin. So He can't come to be baptized for the remission of sins. Jesus has no sin to be forgiven for. So why does He come? He comes to be recognized because the voice that was spoken was heard by those who were there, who said about Jesus, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased." God gives Jesus His identity. When you and I are baptized, we are given our identity. That's who we are. I'm a human being. You're a human being. You and I were made in the image of God. All of us were made in the image of God, the Father. He created us. He molded us. He shaped us. He blew the breath of life in our nostrils. And you and I became a living soul. That's who we are. At our baptism, we are to remember we are a child of God first and foremost. Now, granted, whenever you are filling out something, it doesn't ask you your identity by having a box there that says the child of God. Maybe we should include it. It wants to know if you're white. Are you white? Caucasian. Are you black? African American. Brothers and sisters, first and foremost, you and I together are children of God. Because God willed you and me, Gentile and Jew alike, to be a child of God. We are only a child of God because God grants it so, wills it so, brings it about to be so. That's why we are there. But let's don't fool ourselves. There are those who will take it away from us. Have you ever had your identity stolen? I have. I was checking my bank balance when I was in Livonia. Mary was going to a flea market. She was going in town. And I was looking at it, and all of a sudden it went down $100. I thought, well, I didn't know they took debit cards at the flea market or this thing Mary was at. Maybe she found something. $100, it must be pretty good. Then went another $100. I thought, uh-oh. Then went $500. I thought, it better be good. You see, I'd already made a judgment. That wasn't fair to Mary or anybody. So I called her and I said, "Hey, sweetheart, how is it going? Are you using the debit card?" "No, why?" "Our bank account's going down." And before long, my bank account was zero. Whoever had my numbers spent every dime I had. What do? I call the police. "Who else do you call?" And they said, "Well, Randall, the bank will open Monday." It was the weekend. I said, "Well, what good will that do?" They said, "Well, they've got insurance." I said, "Okay." I said, "Can I ask you a question, please? How did they get my debit card?" He says, "Well, they can get it a lot of ways." He said, "There are some sitting at a place just punching in numbers. They're guessing. And then they take it to the gas station and they buy them a Coke. And they hand them the card. And if they zip it and it passes, they go, 'Ah, bingo, yahtzee.' And then after they buy a Coke, they go buy a coat. And after a coat, a pocketbook. And after a pocketbook, a pair of shoes. And they go from Sears to JCPenney's to Macy's to..." The next day I went to the bank and I said, "Someone has stolen our identity." And they say, "Uh-huh. They're in Virginia. That's where they're spending it." "Do you know anybody in Virginia?" "No." "Have you given anyone permission in Virginia to spend your money?" "No." "So they've stolen your identity?" "Yes." So they killed the card and they stopped it. They put the money back in the bank. Jesus said there will be people who will come and say that I am He. They'll steal Jesus' identity. He said, "Don't believe them." You see, brothers and sisters, evil starts out subtly. Small. I was at a store once, and they knew who I was. And I made an exchange. And they gave me a dollar too much change. A dollar too much change. What's a dollar? It's 100 pennies. Who's going to miss a buck? Who's not going to get their check because they miss a buck? Who's not going to pay their utility bills, buy groceries? I mean, it's a buck. It's not like they're going out of business. Just keep it, preacher boy. Nobody's going to know. Or will they? There are people who know you and me, just like that cashier knew me, and she gave me a dollar too much change. And I said to her, "I'm sorry, I think there's been a mistake." And she said, "Oh." I want to jump across that counter and just beat the fool out of her. Like, "You know what you've done." I kept my cool. "You'd be proud of me." I said, "I think there's been a mistake." "Oh, I think you gave me a dollar too much. Let me see the receipt." "Oh, I did, didn't I?" So I took the dollar and I gave it back to her. Think what would have happened if I had kept it. That's church people for you. Why, they're in it for the money just like everybody else. That old thieving preacher kept that dollar. He knew good and well that I gave him too much money back, and he took it, that thief. There's people watching you, brothers and sisters. Whether it be a penny or a dollar or $100 or $1,000. You and I are created in an image that people expect a lot of. And they'll try you just to see if you believe it. Evil is subtle. What does it matter? Who's it going to hurt? You know, I think that about Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Walmart gives me a little extra change. You know what I think? What's a company that makes $1 million a minute? Like they're going to miss it. And God looks down at me and says, are you going to keep it, preacher boy? Well, Lord, they're not going to miss it. It ain't about them missing it. It's not about what they become, preacher boy. It's about what you're going to become if you keep doing it. Stop it now. Don't start it. Because it's 50 cents today. It's a dollar tomorrow. It's $5, $10, $20, $50. And all of a sudden you and I turn into a person we've never wanted to be. I'm not that way. You're not that way. We're not going to become that way. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.